Welcome to the Resilient Mind Podcast. In this episode, you will be listening to The Power of Acting As If with Jim Rohn and Neville Goddard. Get access to the Resilient Mind Journal by clicking the link in the show notes. Enjoy.
Well, suppose now, this very moment, I wanted a ball, an ordinary baseball. But there isn't a baseball in the room, all right? But I want one. I would actually assume that I am holding a baseball in my hand. Until I could feel it. You think you can't feel it? Well, now try it. Try to feel what it would be like if you held a baseball. Now, to prove that you have held it, see what it feels like, the difference now, a tennis ball. See any difference? All right, a golf ball. See any difference? A piece of silk. You feel any difference? If you can distinguish between these many objects, though they are subjective, then there must exist somewhere. If you can actually separate them in your mind's eye and distinguish between these objects, I can begin to feel, begin to sense, begin to smell a rose. Well, a rose doesn't smell or doesn't actually have the odor of another flower. I can detect the rose. Now, a lily, an Easter lily, I can detect that. Well, what does it do? Well, I'm going to get them. Someone will think of Neville and send him a flower. And it's going to be the flower that I'm going to actually feel and touch and smell. It works that way. Money has an odor. It's unlike any odor in the world. It's more fragrant to the miser than the most marvelous perfume in the world. He can tell it. You put a money bag to his face and it's like putting roses to mine. He loves it. He can smell money. Can feel it. Money has a distinct feel about it. Put a $20 bill in your hand and ask you to feel it, and then put another piece of paper in your hand and you can tell the difference. There's a difference. It is an odor to it. All this is part of the inner man that all things are possible to him. Try it. Before you condemn it, try it. And if you have the evidence to support my claim, well then it doesn't matter what the world will tell you. If he laughs at you, so what? So they laughed at everyone who had an idea that seemed a little bit off-center. Always laughed at it. They laughed at the idea of going to the moon. Well, now it's an accomplished fact. There are still those who won't believe it happened, you know, because they don't want to believe that it ever happened. There are those who said you couldn't go down and actually live underwater. Now we have a submarine. There are still those who won't believe it. You can present them with all the facts in the world, and they won't believe it. So I tell you, you try it first. And if it proves itself in performance, it doesn't really matter what the whole vast world thinks. Go about your father's business, which is yourself, and then live a full and wonderful life in this world of Caesar. And the day will come, you will actually depart this world. I mean this age. Because those who are departing it now, unless they are awakened, they'll still find themselves in a world just like this. But those who have awakened, who have experienced the second birth, the birth from above, find themselves in an entirely different age, where they're all imagination, and they are perfect, and wherever they go, everything is perfect. They don't have to raise a finger to make anything perfect, because they're perfect. All things must conform to them, for they're perfect. That's heaven. So heaven is not an area, it's not a realm, it's a body. And when that body is awakened within you, which is the wonderful human imagination, completely awake, then wherever you go clothed in that body that is completely awake, everything is perfect. If you found yourself in a forest of dead trees that all burst into foliage, in the desert it would all bloom like the rose, because you are there. No blind man, deaf man, no handicapped man could stand in your presence. He would be instantly transformed into a perfect man because you are perfect. That's heaven. It's harmony. So it's not a place where you're going to go, pearly streets and all that nonsense. No. It's just simply you in a world that is perfect because you are perfect. And the day will come you will awaken that body where it's in you now. That body is in you, but it's sound asleep. So tonight, take a go. Make it a lovely go, either for yourself or for another. For any time that you exercise your imagination lovingly on behalf of another, you're mediating God to that other. So, bring a friend before your mind's eye. Represent him to yourself as the man or the woman that you would like them to be. And don't tell them, ask for no praise, just assume that they're talking to you and telling you the most marvelous news about themselves. And you congratulate them on that good news. And go your own way. Believe in the reality of that imaginal act. It may happen tomorrow. It may happen the day after, or a week later, or a month later. It has its own appointed hour, and it is ripening, and it's going to flower. So don't be concerned. Leave it alone, and it will come to pass. So this is what I mean by feeling is the secret. I catch the mood, the feeling that would be mine if I were what I want to be. I don't have to touch something. I can if I want to. But it's the mood I'm speaking of. What would the feeling be like if she were well? If she were this? And then you catch it, just as though it is true. You always go to the end, and the end is where you begin. You're always imagining ahead of our evidence. So go to the end, and feel the end, and then dwell in that end, even though reason denies it, and your senses deny it. You turn your back upon the doubters. That is your senses and what reason dictates. That's the hell or the devil or Satan in the world. That's the doubter. So you turn your back upon it. And then you walk as though things were as you want them to be. And living in that assumption, it slowly hardens into fact. Even though at the moment of the assumption it was denied by reason, an assumption, though false, if persisted in, will harden into fact. So you learn to assume and learn to persist in the assumption, and it will come to pass.
Today, I'm giving you the key element, the secret sauce, if you will, that can transform your life. It's something so powerful, yet so simple, that it might just slip through if we're not careful to grasp it firmly. This key element is about acting as if, yes, acting as if you are already the person you aim to become, living the life you dream of living, and embodying the success you strive to achieve. Now, I want you to picture this. Imagine waking up every morning with the conviction that today you are one step closer to your dreams. You dress not for the job you have, but for the position you desire. You make decisions not based on your current circumstances, but on where you see yourself in the future. You interact with others not as who you are today, but as the successful, confident person you are becoming. This isn't about pretending or living in a fantasy. It's about aligning your present actions with your future success. It's about creating a mindset that attracts opportunities, nurtures growth, and propels you forward. Acting as if it's like sending a message to the universe saying, I'm ready for the success I know I deserve. And I'm not waiting for it to come to me. I'm walking towards it every single day. So, let this be the moment where you decide not just to dream, but to live your dream. Start small if you have to. Adjust your daily habits. Refine your speech. Upgrade your skills, all with the vision of that future you in mind. Remember, the person who acts as if they are a millionaire, a leader, a pioneer, is the person who opens the doors to becoming one. Embrace this principle and watch as the world begins to shift around you. Doors will open, opportunities will arise, and the path to your dreams will become clearer and more navigable. Why? Because you've chosen to live not as a bystander in your own life, but as the architect of your destiny. The key element, the secret sauce, if you will, that differentiates the extraordinary from the ordinary. It's what I like to call the millionaire mindset. Now, when I talk about being a millionaire, it's not just about having a bank account that's bursting at the seams. No, it's about a way of life, a quality of life that encompasses rich relationships, personal growth, and a wealth of experiences. You see, the millionaire mindset is about vision, It's about seeing beyond the immediate, beyond the hurdles, and seeing a future that's ripe with possibility. It's about looking at a canvas that's blank and seeing a masterpiece. This mindset isn't deterred by what is, but is inspired by what can be. Visionaries don't just live in the world. They create the world they live. But vision alone isn't enough. This mindset is also built on perseverance. There's a kind of stubbornness, a refusal to give up. When faced with failure, and yes, there will be failure, those with a millionaire mindset don't see a stop sign. They see a detour. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. They understand that the road to success isn't a straight line. It's a winding path full of learning opportunities. Speaking of learning, let's talk about the role of failure. You know, society has painted failure as this big scary monster. But ask any successful person, and they'll tell you that failure is one of the best teachers. It's not about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you get back up. The millionaire mindset embraces failure, learns from it, and moves forward wiser and more resilient. And then there's the power of positive thinking. Now, I'm not talking about blindly ignoring challenges or pretending that everything's perfect. Positive thinking is about maintaining belief in your ability to prevail. It's about fostering a mindset that looks for solutions instead of dwelling on problems. It's the kind of attitude that says, I might not have all the answers right now, but I have the determination and the drive to find them. Let me share a story with you, a story of a young woman named Sarah. Sarah grew up in a small town, her family barely making ends meet. From a young age, she had a vision. She saw herself not as a product of her circumstances, but as the architect of her future. Despite numerous setbacks, her perseverance was unshakable. When her first business failed, she used what she learned from that failure to start another. Her positive outlook was infectious, inspiring those around her to believe in her vision. Today, Sarah is the CEO of a successful tech company, but her true success lies in her journey, in her unwavering belief in her vision, and her resilience in the face of adversity. So, what does all this mean for you? It means that regardless of where you're starting from, you have the power to adopt a millionaire mindset. Begin with a vision for your life, not just financially, but in all aspects that matter to you. Embrace perseverance, knowing that the path to your dreams might require you to weather a few storms. Learn from your failures, and let them be the stepping stones to your success. And through it all, maintain a positive outlook, a belief in yourself, and your ability to achieve greatness. Remember, the millionaire mindset isn't reserved for a select few born into privilege or those with extraordinary talents. It's available to anyone willing to embrace these principles and apply them consistently in their lives. So, as we move forward today, ask yourself, what vision do I have for my life? How can I cultivate perseverance, learn from failure, and maintain a positive outlook? The answers to these questions are the first steps in your journey to not just acting as if, but becoming the person you are meant to be. You know, there's one element that stands out when we talk about laying the foundation for monumental success. It's the profound belief in oneself, the conviction that you are indeed capable of achieving greatness. Akin to that of a millionaire, this belief isn't just wishful thinking. It's an unwavering faith in your potential, a self-image that aligns not with where you are, but where you're determined to be. Now, let's delve a bit deeper into this concept. The journey to embodying the mindset of a millionaire begins with how you see yourself in the mirror of life. It's about looking beyond the present, beyond the immediate reflections of current circumstances, and envisioning the image of success you aspire to achieve. Cultivating a self-image that resonates with being a millionaire is crucial. And here's why. How you perceive yourself dictates the actions you take, the decisions you make, and ultimately, the life you lead. Imagine for a moment walking into a room, not just as you are, but as the person you wish to become. How would you carry yourself? How would you interact with others? This isn't about pretense. It's about preparation. It's preparing yourself to live the life you're working towards, acting as if with such conviction that the universe has no choice but to comply. But belief alone, while powerful, needs direction. This is where the power of goals comes into play. Setting clear, actionable goals is like drawing a map for a treasure hunt. It turns the nebulous idea of success into a series of steps that, when taken, lead you closer to your pot of gold. These goals, however, aren't just any goals. They're formulated as if success is inevitable. They're bold. They challenge your current capabilities, and they're set with the confidence that, with the right actions, they're entirely achievable. Now, imagine setting a goal so audacious, it scares you a little. Yet, alongside that fear, there's a thrill, a pulsating excitement at the thought of achieving it. This blend of fear and excitement is where growth lives. It's where you stretch beyond your current self, reaching heights previously thought unattainable. But what about the journey to these heights? It's paved with daily habits and routines, the practical day-to-day actions that align with millionaire success principles. It's about disciplined financial planning, where every expenditure is considered, every investment scrutinized. It's about continuous learning, staying curious, and hungry for knowledge. And it's about networking, not just for the sake of adding contacts to your list, but for building meaningful, supportive relationships that foster mutual growth. Every morning, you wake up with a plan for the day. This plan isn't just about tasks to be checked off a list. It's a blueprint for your future. It includes learning something new that takes you closer to your goals, connecting with someone who inspires you, and managing your finances with the prudence of a savvy investor. In weaving these elements together, self-image and belief, the power of goals, and daily habits and routines, we're not just setting the foundation, we're actively constructing the life of our dreams. It's a process, a journey that requires patience, resilience, and an unwavering belief in the possibility of what can be. So as we move forward, let's ask ourselves, do I see the person in the mirror as the individual I aspire to be? Are my goals set with the conviction that success is not just possible, but inevitable? And are my daily actions reflective of the principles of success I wish to embody? The answers to these questions are the first steps in our journey to not just acting as if, but becoming the millionaires of our dreams. Let's start with financial discipline, a cornerstone of the millionaire mindset. Living within your means isn't merely about cutting back or denying yourself pleasures. It's about making conscious, informed decisions with your finances, acting as if each dollar spent or saved is a step towards your future empire. Investing wisely then becomes not just a strategy, but a way of life. It's about seeing beyond the immediate gratification of spending, looking instead towards the long-term gains of prudent investment. And avoiding debt, it's not just about fear of owing. It's about the freedom that comes from financial independence. Imagine, for a moment, making decisions not based on the debts you owe, but on the opportunities you can seize. But wealth isn't just measured in financial terms. It's also in the richness of knowledge and experience. Continuous learning and growth are what set the truly successful apart. Acting as if you're already managing vast resources means dedicating yourself to learning as if your empire depends on it. Because in many ways, it does. This means reading, studying, and absorbing knowledge not just in your field, but in all areas that interest you. It's about seeking mentors and coaches who've walked the path before you, gleaning wisdom from their journeys. Imagine treating your mind like a treasure chest, where every piece of knowledge is a gem to be polished and displayed. Now consider the role of relationships in the journey to success. Millionaires know that wealth isn't created in isolation. It's cultivated through robust, supportive networks, acting as if every person you meet is a key component of your future success, transforms every interaction from mundane to meaningful. It's about listening intently, sharing generously, and connecting authentically. This approach doesn't just build networks. It builds community, camaraderie, and mutual success. Picture each relationship as a seed planted, where with care, patience, and nurturing can grow into a mighty oak within your forest of success. Imagine incorporating these principles into your life, starting today. With each decision to save rather than spend, you're not just saving money. You're investing in your future empire. With every book you read, seminar you attend, or skill you learn, you're not just gaining knowledge. You're building the foundations of your success. And with every hand you shake, every relationship you nurture, you're not just networking. You're weaving the very fabric of your future success story. So, as you step forth from here today, I urge you to carry with you not just the vision of the wealth you aspire to, but the conviction to live as if you're already there. It's in the daily discipline, the commitment to growth, and the richness of relationships that the path to true wealth is paved. Act as if you're the millionaire you're destined to become, and watch as the world transforms around you to make that vision a reality.
Thank you for tuning in. Continue strengthening your mind by listening to our other episodes.